And welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Tonight's guest is Marty Leeds. We'll be talking about geometry and occult symbolism and a whole bunch of interesting esoteric stuff. But first, let's get to our regular segment, the Intel Hub News Brief. That's not the Intel Hub News Brief. Let's see if I can pull up the right soundtrack here. Here we go.
Welcome to the Intel Hub News Brief. Uncovering the cold hard truth that the corporate media just can't handle. A service of the IntelHub.com. Now, here's Bob Tuscan from the Bob Tuscan Show.
3D printing breakthrough with human embryonic stem cells. A team of researchers from Scotland has used a novel 3D printing technique to arrange human embryonic stem cells for the very first time. It is hoped that this breakthrough, which has been published February 5th in the Journal of Biofabrication, will allow three-dimensional tissues and structures to be created using human embryonic stem cells, which could, amongst other things, speed up and improve the process of drug testing. New law targets sovereign citizens in New York State. Recently, in the Empire Police State of New York, a piece of proposed legislation is calling for steeper penalties on sovereign citizens. Additionally, this bill would revoke certain legal rights of sovereign citizens, allowing the state to bring charges against them for filing lines against state officials who violate their rights. Citadel Prepper Community gets the green light from ATF to manufacture firearms. The people behind the Citadel Project, who are hoping to build a walled prepper community in Idaho, touted a milestone last week. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has given them the green light to start manufacturing firearms. The ATF license is an important step for the Citadel Project. Organizers are hoping that proceeds from the gun business will underwrite the construction and development of the community, which is envisioned as a place for 3,500 to 7,000, quote, patriotic American families who want to be ready for society's collapse. And then a shocking story here that's gone absolutely viral. A Newtown mother exposing Sandy Hook corruption at a public hearing. In a strange twist of events, Susan McGinnis Getzinger, a local resident, has come forward regarding shady actions in the Connecticut school system. The woman stated that her husband was killed in a fatal car accident the night after she protested local corruption at a previous public hearing. The woman calls out the three top administrators of the Newtown School District and mentions a law firm's involvement. Well, listen to this story. The first city in U.S. passes a resolution against drones. Shortly after 11 p.m. on Monday, February 4th, the City Council of Charlottesville, Virginia, passed what is believed to be the first anti-drone resolution in the country. And last but not least, today, February 6, 2013, would have been Bob Marley's 68th birthday. The beloved Jamaican singer died of cancer in 1981 at the age of 36. Was it weaponized cancer? Many believe that that is the case. All right, we'll be right back with Marty Leeds on sacred geometry, occult symbolism, and more.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
Well, are you interested in the Philosopher's Stone, the Holy Grail, the Great Pyramids of Giza, the perennial philosophy, the construction of our solar system using geometry, sacred geometry? If you are a curious person at all, Marty Leeds has, well, much to offer. He will be speaking alongside myself at the Free Your Mind Conference. And, well, get ready for our fascinating look at sacred geometry, occult symbolism, and so much more with tonight's guest, Marty Leeds. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, man.
Let's get right into it. The Great Work. That's a catchy title. What's The Great Work, Marty?
Yes, the first book I've done two books, Pi the Great Work and then Pi in the English Alphabet, Volume 1, and I'm actually editing Volume 2 right now, which will be out this month. Pi the Great Work is basically a book about numerology in a sense. Basically what I've done is try to incorporate like philosophy, symbolism, numerology, science, astrology, astronomy, hard mathematics, and just kind of put it into one manuscript, very illustrated, so people can kind of get a new feel for mathematics, and, you know, kind of revisit a lot of these basic mathematical principles, things like phi and pi and Pascal's triangle and these sorts of things, and just give people a new gaze at it, you know. Right. And so basically that's what my first book is about. So
this is kind of abstract stuff, or maybe it's not. I guess that's my question. How does this translate to the real world?
Well, I think a lot of this information has been, you know, how do you say, hidden or occulted?
Occulted,
you know?
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to do is actually just kind of pull this information out. And in my pursuits, this, you know, throughout the years, it led me straight to mathematics. And I, you know, I'm just like everybody else. When I heard the word mathematics, I cringed, you know.
because of our school system, which indoctrinates us to looking at math from a certain lens. And I know it's been something that I've cringed every time I've heard the subject come up. I used to enjoy it. And then slowly, as I went through the process, it started to wear on me.
Yes. I mean, the way they teach math nowadays is very clinical, very cold and dry, and it's no fun. And when I started getting into mathematics, I mean, I'm pretty autodidactic. I learn everything pretty much myself. And when I started getting into it, I realized that a lot of this stuff is actually very simple. And the way that we're taught it is not. I mean, it's taught in this very just ugly fashion. And so I just wanted to revisit this stuff. And I was working a lot with numerological principles, things like mirroring numbers, things that like a lot of like theosophists and mystics and magis and astrologers used in the past. And what I was trying to do is actually make a case that these were actually legitimate mathematical principles that you could use that modern mathematicians do not accept. And I just completely disagree with them. And I was very heavily influenced by guys like Marco Rodin, who really utilized this mathematical principle into his own math and showed how it's absolutely a legitimate, you know, mathematical principle, in my opinion. So
my wife is texting me here telling me that she's played your music for our 7-month-old son. Tell me about your music. I'm just now hearing about this for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the studio right now, actually. I'm recording a record that will be out hopefully this year. I'm hoping to have it out before the conference, actually. Yeah,
and music is sort of mathematical, right? There's a sort of a rhythm. It seems to me that these subject matters, although on the surface might not seem connected, they're very much connected.
Absolutely. And the craziest thing when I was getting into a lot of this is I was realizing that, you know, I was like, you could teach mathematics through music and you could actually teach music through mathematics. And you could actually kind of, put these two subjects into one. And if you were actually to utilize this in a school system, people would get music and math so much better than they do now. And so for years, I didn't focus on math, but I always played music. And it was only when I got into mathematics that it really started to, you know, I really started to grasp it and like, oh man, I've been intuiting this all these years. And this is just kind of flowing out right now. I guess maybe because I was so focused on rhythm and harmony and, you know, that sort of thing. So
interesting. You know, some of the more fascinating aspects of music and math that come up in my mind are the frequencies. Have you looked into the various frequencies? I know there's what's the hertz that everybody talks about?
432.
Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, this is one that's, the semantics is kind of coming into the fold right now. People are looking into this a lot because they realize that everything is kind of, is vibration. And so that, you know, really our world could actually have been constructed with sound. I mean, even in, you know, the Hindu scripture, you have this AUM, this OM symbol, which is a sound. And then even in the Holy Bible, you have God saying, let there be light. You know, this was a spoken word. And so this vibration, this sound, you know, it seems that nature itself is working off. These are really canonical numbers. They're basically key numbers that we can actually identify in nature herself to communicate with it in a way. And I think this is what these ancient people had done. And so somatic, this science of looking at vibration and seeing sacred geometrical or just geometric structures within it, harmonious structures, really tells us that nature is constructed using this, and 432 is an important one. And I actually like to make the point that when you look at the degree of phylotaxis, what phylotaxis is basically how leaves arrange themselves around a plant. And all plants do this because they have to. It's a natural law. And this degree is 137.5 degrees. Well, if you multiply 137.5 degrees, this fundamental angle degree in nature by pi, it tells you 432.025.
How about that?
Yeah. So
no coincidence there, huh?
No. And, you know, this is what people have to understand is mathematics is the language. It's a language, the language of nature, the language of the divine, whatever you want to say. of the cosmos. And so by, you know, by something like that coming up, multiplying phylotaxis by pi and giving you this very, very distinct number, a number that we've seen throughout history, you know, the Egyptians have focused on it. I think there's 432 Buddha statues on Mount Meru. The Stradivarius violin was crafted to tune to 432 hertz. Opera singer like 432, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. By nature expressing this mathematically, it's nature telling us something. It's talking to us, you know. And so if you understand these particular numbers, what I call key numbers or vertices in the archetypal architecture of creation itself, you understand these numbers, you're going to communicate with nature directly. And that's the kind of, you know, kind of mentality that I've kind of adopted. So
when you bring up nature and math in the same subject or in the same sentence, rather, I often think about fractals. And I'll tell you, math in general is not something of any interest to me. But after learning some of your work, numbers and this kind of math is very interesting. But fractals has always been something of great fascination to me. Fractal geometry and how we see these patterns within patterns within patterns in nature. Just the simple thought as a child of being able to think about thinking that I'm thinking that I'm thinking about thinking, and this sort of never-ending infinite thought process has always fascinated me. Tell me how this plays into your work.
Fractals are very important. And really what fractals is just a modern mathematical term for something that was known by mystics throughout history. You know, this is basically another, you know, the Lakotas said that which is in the stars is also on the earth. That which on the earth is also in the stars, you know, as above, so below. Microcosm reflects the macrocosm. It's basically saying that at one scale, the farthest scale you look out, you're going to find that scale down here. Now, a lot of the problem is a lot of modern scientists, a lot of modern thinkers basically see something like this and they say, well, human beings are just pattern recognizers, you know, and so they just chalk it up to that. But that's bullshit. You know, no. Nature's actually doing this. So when we study nature, and this is what science does, they study nature, right? They're studying the nature of nature. And so if we see these patterns from, you know, the smallest scale, whether it's, you know, the atom and then all the way up to a galaxy, well, that says something about the fractal nature of our reality, that there are, that is, you know, it's, the same pattern on different scales. And so if we understand one scale, that albeit the human scale, we can understand that which is below and that which is above. And that's what fractals has to tell us about, you know.
Interesting. And of course, fractal geometry, like you were mentioning the leaves, when you look at a tree, there's fractal geometry. When you look at certain things in nature, like the shells and whatnot, there's fractal geometry. And I always found that very interesting. How about Euclidean geometry? Is that a part of your work?
You know, I'm aware of it, but what I want to do is actually try to break all of this down into the simplest way I can explain this stuff, really. So I try not to get into things that are too abstract for people. You know what I mean? In some videos I do, but you know what I mean? I want to focus on the five platonic solids because a lot of people understand that and can grasp that very quickly.
Wait a second. Say that again. The five
platonic solids. Okay. You know, so even when you talk to, you know, like as we're doing right now, a lot of times you have to like revisit this stuff because a lot of people don't know a lot of this stuff. And so I don't like to get into like trigonometry too much. That, and I'm not that great at it, to be honest. But, I don't want to use too many like algebraic formulas and stuff like this. And what I want to do is try to show how you can understand a majority of the core foundation of this knowledge base by add, subtract, multiply, and divide, or square rooting, or cubing something. Very simple. And this is what I think these people understood. And this is what nature is. The more simple you make it, the closer you are going to get to the truth.
Okay, so when we come back, Marty, I'm going to ask you what the grand conspiracy is here. And hopefully, folks, you haven't been too turned off by this fascinating topic. Don't go anywhere.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Tonight by Marty Leeds, an author and researcher who believes that mathematics is a universal language and is the key to understanding everything in our world, past and present. And we're going to get into this, but first, before I do so, let me mention again that he's going to be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference in Philadelphia, PA, this coming April. So definitely look forward to hearing him there. Where did I want to go with this? Let's see here. Well, I wanted to talk about what you consider to be the grand conspiracy here. You mentioned that this sort of thing has been hidden from the books, from the school books and whatnot. Why do you think that is, and what exactly is hidden about it?
Well, how do I want to take this? Well, you know, my second book, Pi and the English Alphabet, is basically dealing with a cipher for the English alphabet. So basically putting numbers to the letters of our English alphabet and then, you know, deciphering words and phrases and that sort of thing. Now, this is called gematria, but it's also called Kabbalah or Kabbalah, right? We all know this very well. Now, when you talk about a global conspiracy, right, what is it called? It's called a cabal, right? It's called a global cabal. So what do these people know, right, is the question. Well, in their language, in the word itself, it tells us that they know about basically this, as far as I'm concerned, this mystical mathematical structure that is inherent in languages. And this is kind of what I'm focusing on in my book. And now we know a bunch of other, many, many other cultures and many, many other alphabets have had this, that there was a mathematical structure behind it. And so, you know, by these people, this, you know, who is it? The Freemasons, the Illuminati, the New World Order? Is it the Carlyle Group, the Council for Foreign Relations? The Reptilians, whoever it is, in my opinion, they understand this general base of knowledge that is, and it's really what this is pointing to, is an understanding of the true nature of our this creation or this manifestation, you know, and this is what I think these people know. And this is a knowledge base. And in my opinion, it's always been the suppression of knowledge throughout history. And so when you look at television programming, you know, media, that sort of thing, all of this stuff is, well, of course, television programming. What do? They're programming you, right?
Yeah, they called it for a reason. Yep.
Exactly. And so what they're doing is basically distracting you from ever looking into something like this. And, you know, for me, it was years of pursuit that ended up, you know, wanting earnestly, you know, yearning for a truth, for something solid that I could, you know, put my hands around. And to me, this was it. And this, and, you know, it took me, I don't know, you know, 20 years to get here or whatever. But to me, it was like this invariably proved that people in positions of extreme power, you know, military, industrial, political, economical, whatever, understand this base of knowledge. This is what they're doing at Bohemian Grove. This is what they're doing at the Skull and Bones. This is what they're doing at the Council for Foreign Relations, you know. And so when we talk about a global cabal, we're talking about global Kabbalah is what we're talking about.
And is there something behind the dates that they choose to do things like 9/11, of course, most famously?
Yeah, well, you know, let's hit on just 9/11. First off, a lot of this has to do with astrology as well, because astrology is completely interrelated with this science. The entire Holy Bible in and of itself is an astrotheological, sacred geometric document. You know, it's written in this Kabbalistic fashion. Now, when you look at something like 9/11, right, this happened on 9/11, right? But actually it didn't, because September, septa means seven. It doesn't mean nine. So our whole calendar's calendrical system is off. So what happened, you know, 9/11 actually happened on Septa, which means seven, which means it happened on 7/11. That's when it actually happened.
I love their Slurpee, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. 7/11. No, it's funny. 7/11 is the ratio for the Great Pyramid of Giza. And so by cryptically doing this, you know, this is just one thing that we could point out there. There's a bunch of other things that we could, you know, talk about. But just that alone, when you realize that you're dealing with certain ratios, certain proportions that are key numbers, when something like 9/11 comes up and you realize that they're actually talking about 7/11, it's a little bit different story. You know what I mean? When you just talked about gas station, 7-Eleven, right? Well, what does this have to do with the Great Pyramid of Giza, right? Et cetera, et cetera. Seven, the number seven in and of itself is using this cipher, which we'll get into, actually encodes pi, right? Now you look at another gas station called the 76 gas station, right? This is a very powerful company, right? Why would they pick the number 76? What does 76 have to do with anything? Well, the upper angle of the Great Pyramid of Giza, the missing capstone, is at roughly 76 degrees. It's 76.3 degrees, often rounded down to 76. So two gas stations, if you will, that it seemed like have nothing to do with ancient Egypt actually have everything to do with ancient Egypt. You know what I mean? And that basically we're still in Egypt right now. It's playing out. This base of knowledge is playing out right before our eyes. And we just don't know it because we're not trained to see it.
Interesting stuff. We're talking with Marty Leeds, his book, The Great Work, Pi. Or Pi, the Great Work, in that order, of course. And when we get back, I want to explore some of these other things that we take for granted and what the real meaning behind it is that's been occulted from us. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Perhaps we'll also give out the number to the numbers to the show or number to the show in just a little bit with your questions and comments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
That's troll free at 800-313-9443. If you have a question for our guest tonight, please feel free to call us. Get out your crayon, write that number down, 800-313-9443. Now, Marty, one of the set of numbers that I think our listeners all know about and has been referred to by a number of different names, namely the Mark of the Beast, is of course the infamous trio 666. Tell us, let's break that down, because I think that's an interesting set of numbers to discuss here, don't you?
Yeah, actually, it's a very important number. This is once again one of those key numbers. This is actually kind of the crux of my first book. Basically, what I do is establish our base 10 system not as 1 through 10, but as 0 through 9, with 0 being counted as a digit, and this 0 is actually the circle. And this 1 through 9 is actually known as the Ennead by the Greeks and the Egyptians. They both had this philosophy. They both shared this philosophy. And what it was basically these 9 gods or principles that ruled the cosmos through the laws of number. And so what we can do is actually break this INNIAD, this 1 through 9, down into a trinity, just as you'd see it on your phone. So it'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, what you can do is actually use a numerological principle on this, and it's called decimal parity. It's called digital root, Kabbalistic reduction. There's a bunch of different names for it, and it's been used throughout time. So what we can do is just add this. So we're going to break down our INNIAD 1 through 9 into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6. 4 plus 5 plus 6 equals 15. And now we're going to add the individual numbers of 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. And 7 plus 8 plus 9 is 24. And 2 plus 4 equals 6. So breaking down our INNIAD, these 9 principles, this is also the Christian angelic hierarchy, gives you the number 666. So once again, 1, 2, 3, 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6, 4 plus 5 plus 6 equals 15, and 1 plus 5 equals 6, and 7 plus 8 plus 9 equals 24, and 2 plus 4 equals 6. And so this very important number is embedded mystically, in occult, or in our INNIAD, in this essentially base 9, with the 0 being our 10 digits. And then there is a bunch of other things that we can go into, but this number has always been considered this evil number, right? It's always been associated with evil. And really, when you look at, you know, it's Revelation 13:18, it says, "Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of beast, for it is a number of man." And his number is 666. And this number of man is a number of wisdom. And so really what it tells you is that throughout time, however this happened, we see this number in Revelation, and automatically we get this subconscious, subtextual feeling, this emotional response with this number, and it's nonsense. You know, actually it's a pure number of wisdom, and actually can lead you to one of the core philosophies within the numerology.
A chatter wants to know, if or how does numerology play into anything? I don't know what they mean by that, but maybe you can decode what they're saying.
Well, you know, at least in my opinion, numerology is just as applicable and legitimate as normal mathematics. And so once again, throughout time, whether it's the specialization of science or whether it's just been our, you know, our current age is almost just like drunk on materialism, you know. We've separated this stuff. We've said these particular mathematical principles or ideas or concepts are numerological. You can't use those. These are mathematical. We can use these. It's just like astrology and astronomy. That's astrological. You don't want to use that. We just focus on astronomy because this is the real science, you know? And really what I think a lot of this stuff that's happening right now is, we're kind of revisiting and this ancient holy science is reemerging, and it is numerology, and it is Kabbalah, and it is astrology. And really what I think a lot of the people, at least some of the people I'm associated with, Santos Bonacci, I'm on a site called schooloftheholyscience.org, with Johan Oldenkamp, Bill Donahue, Santos Bonacci, a bunch of these guys. And what these guys I think are really doing is pulling this ancient knowledge up and saying, no, this is completely legitimate. And I'm just kind of in the corner of fighting for numerology. So
interesting. And I know Santos talks a lot about astrotheology. We've had him on. It's been a while, but yeah, he has some very interesting information. And I can see how these subject matters sort of connect. As you mentioned in the last segment when we were talking about 9/11, there's more to it than just the date. There's also the astrology involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Interesting. Marty, I promised we would open up the phone lines for questions, and we do have a caller on the line, so let's take it if you like.
Sure, sounds good.
Jordan, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hi there, Bob.
What's up, man?
Marty. My question is regarding, I don't know, about the Mayan calendar and how they divided up their month into equal parts of 13 months with 4 weeks in each month. I asked once on one of your YouTube videos, but then the comments went down, regarding the 13th astrological sign and it being Pi. I believe it's pronounced Opicuscus. I can't pronounce that correctly. It's spelled O-P-H-I-U-C-H-U-S, is the name of the astrological sign.
Oh, Ophiuchus?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay, yeah, you're breaking up there a little bit, but yeah. So I'm guessing the question you're asking is did the Mayans correlate the 13th month astrological calendar to their 13th month lunar calendar? Is that kind of what you're asking?
My real question is, what if the mathematics that we're seeing today have been altered and the original 13th month time calendar is correct and we are based on a broken time schedule?
Well, okay, let me try to answer this in a couple different ways here. First, really when you're looking at multiple calendars, what you're doing is looking at multiple ways of mapping one cycle. So in one way, you can look at just a lunar calendar. So you can map it in 13 months. Or you could use a solar calendar, which is traditional 12. And so the astrological ages, the 12 ages of the zodiac, generally follow, because the sun courses through those zodiacal signs, uses 12, just because it works with the sun and how we course around the sun. And, you know, the moon is different because it actually takes longer. You know, basically a 13th month lunar calendar is, I think, 384 days, where the solar is, of course, 365 roughly. Now, as far as the Mayans are concerned, they had, right, their Zolkin was 1320, right, which is a 260-day calendar. And as far as I know, this is based on gestation. Now, did they correlate their 13th month lunar calendar? Because this is actually what's embedded in Chichen Itza. It's four, what there's in the main pyramid, that pyramid there. It's actually four sides with 91 steps, which gives you a perfect 364-day calendar with one day at a time. And so did they correlate this 13th month calendar seen in Chichen Itza to the 13th, you know, astrological signs? I don't know. They were on different continents at the time, so I can't really say if they were correlated or not. What we can say for sure, though, is that they were extremely precise in their measurements, and that basically they used a different measurement system of measuring time than the Europeans did. That they were, you know, dead on. And so kind of it shows, and I hope I'm answering your question well enough anyway.
No, you're doing a very good job. Thank you.
All right, well, Jordan, thanks for the call. Anything else before we let you go?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right. Let's see here. We're running low on time. If you want to catch a question with Mari, you can do so. 800-313-9443. So you mentioned you're working on a part two of Pi, the Great Work?
Yeah, actually, I'm about half done editing it right now. So, it's going to be out this month. I'm going to push for it. So, it was actually supposed to be out last month, but things got in the way. So,
and how will this book be an update to the first volume?
Well, basically, I'm just trying to cover a lot of, you know, really these books are, I'm writing these books as I'm learning this material, just because I feel like it's so important and I'm just trying to get as much information out there as I can. So the first book, what I did is just try to lay the foundation of this material. It was just when I first got into this, which is gematria, Kabbalah, however you want to say it. I was basically only going to write one short book, and then that ended up being two. And now I'm done with the second one pretty much, and I'm already, you know, outlined number three. And it's really, there's just so much more to cover. There's just so many things that you can do. And just for the listeners, let me just say this. Basically, what I've done is found a mathematical structure behind the English alphabet using very simple math. It's only using a septenary system, or a system of 1 through 7. And so after I completed this, I just went everywhere I could to see where this would work, because to me it was very apparent that if this was correct, it should be able to work on most anything. You know, and so I went to the solar system. I did the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Horus, Hermes Trismegistus. I looked at the tarot deck. I just did a two-part video called The Astrological Story of Creation.
So what did you find when you looked at, let's talk about Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much you can find with this. It's pretty astonishing. Every day I work with it, it's something new comes up. It's truly remarkable. Whoever created this, really, you know, since we haven't gone to the cipher, I'll just point out some key things. When you do the numerology for Jesus Christ, we just went over the number 666 and how you can break this down using an Ennead, right? Well, you find this in the name of Jesus, just straight up. Jesus is J-E-S-U-S, and this, when using this cipher, which, you know, we haven't gone over, but gives you the numbers 4, 5, 6, 6, 6. And this is exactly what you get when you add 1 through 9 equals 45, and then you break it down just as we did numerologically, and it gives you the number 666. You go to Christ, Christ, C-H-R-I-S-T, is the numbers 365, is the C-H-R, and then the next numbers are 5, 6, 7. So giving you the 365 days of the solar year, and then you add up the next three numbers, 5, 6, 7, it equals 18. And Jesus went missing for 18 years in the Holy Bible. So this gives you Christ summing to 27, and Jesus summing to 27, and Christ summing to 32. 27 plus 32 is 59, and there are 59 beads in a Christian rosary. And I've looked this up and I did some research on this, and I don't see anyone that can tell you why there are 59 beads in a Christian rosary. So now we're going to take Jesus, which equals 27, and Christ, which equals 32. 27 times 32 is 864. And the diameter of the sun, of course, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The diameter of the sun is 864,000 miles. And so the diameter of the sun in miles is embedded in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Who could have come up with this? I mean, that's a lot of detail and a lot of forethought. How did they think of this? Or is it just something that has manifested organically?
You know, I think it's a little of both. It's a tough question because, as far as I could tell, when you talk about like people with intelligence, you know, like what is intelligence? What is wisdom? To me, it's more about being in line with nature herself and then allowing this stuff to kind of flow out of you. And I think that this is what these ancient people did. And this is what Gnosis is. This is what a Gnostic revelation is. It's connecting with that divine mystical insight and being able to let it just flow out of you. In this very, and then of course, when you look at all of these ancient texts, what are they? They're not a galactic encyclopedia. What are they? They're epic allegorical poetry. That's what it is. That's what the Iliad and Odyssey, this is, the Holy Bible, the Mahabharata, the Rig Veda, the Quran, they're all poetry. You know what I mean? And so to me, it's more of a direct connection with that divine natural source, intelligence within nature. And so when they were crafting these names, and, you know, I mean, and I don't, maybe Jesus was a real guy or not, you know, I don't know. And I'll never know that, right? I mean, unless I go back in history and actually meet the guy himself, you know, speculating on that is kind of fruitless in my opinion. So whenever they were doing this, however they recognized it or crafted this name, they were doing this with this pure Gnostic, divine, mystical insight into the nature of our cosmos. I hope that answers the question anyway.
Well, I don't know if we have an answer to the question, really, but that definitely brings some insight to this topic that, I would have never imagined that there would be so many intricacies involved with something we take for granted, like Jesus Christ, like the name Jesus Christ. What about our own names? What about our birthdays? Are these things somehow relevant in your system?
I think they are. The problem that we're having right now is that I'm having the biggest problem with trying to understand like how our name or how our, you know, birth dates would work, that sort of thing, is because our calendar is off. Like I just mentioned, like October means 8 and yet it's the 10th month. Deca means 10 and yet December is the 12th month, you know? And so when you talk about, hey, I was born January 31st, 1979, or was I? You know, accordingly to the numbers, I should have been born.
And it depends which calendar you use as well, right?
Exactly. You know what I mean? And so really what it does is, and this is what I think why 2012 is actually a very important date, because what it does is allows us to realign with the stars and actually get back to these natural calendrical systems that these people were using. Because, you know, we have the, our system is the, well, we use the Gregorian calendar, which was created by Pope Gregory. You know, basically, as far as I'm concerned, because he was a megalomaniacal maniac, you know what I mean? I mean, he was just, one of these popes that were just wanted control and power and wanted to manipulate the masses. And so what a great way to do that, but then shift them off a natural time. You know what I mean? And I think this is the same case that people are making with the 432 hertz. Right now we're tuned to 440, and yet nature's telling us we should be tuned to 432. So what happened? You know, how did this shift? How did it change? Why, you know, did somebody purposely manipulate it? You know, is this just some like grand cosmic cycle where we're at the, you know, the trough end of it, that we're on a lower consciousness and that we're just waking up to this stuff? A lot of big questions. The thing that this cipher, this cryptogram that I've kind of derived, that I really feel like I'm an archaeologist and found, in my opinion, Really what it does is answers a whole lot of questions about some of these mysteries, but asks even bigger questions. And so a lot of the response I've gotten from people is they'll ask a question like, well, where do languages come from? And if I don't have an answer, they'll be like, well, you know, what does Marty know? You know, and so what, I just think it asks bigger questions. And I think they're the questions that we need to ask.
Why are we here? Where are we going? What happens when we die, Marty? Can you answer that in the next minute before we take our final break?
Absolutely, since I have all the answers. these are the questions that I asked for many years personally, you know. And as far as why we're here, you know, there's this idea of the people of the past believed in God, vehemently, adamantly believed in God. And they said that God was everywhere and all things. And so that means God is within you. And God lost himself within you so he could go through this human experience and find us. So.
All right, final break. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
So, Marty, if you take a look at the word Lucifer, well, what does that break down to mean?
Numerologically, right?
Yeah, that's the word I was trying to say. Thank you.
I don't even know. I can actually just break it down here quick. Give me a sec.
Interesting. You know, we were talking about
I've done so. No, I know. I've done so many words. It's so crazy. I forget a lot of these, so.
Lucifer, I could probably not even spell it, to be honest.
Oh, it equals 32.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Lucifer means bringer of light. And to me, this is just like, you know, the same thing when you mentioned like a morning star or whatever, or the number 666. Once again, it brings up this idea, this evil idea, but it's really not an evil idea. Any, you know, the face of God can be an evil face if you believe it to be, you know what I mean? Like, sure. you know, it's, you just have to change your perception. And, you know, these quote unquote evil things or negative conspiratorial numbers, whatever you want to say, can actually be really positive things.
So 32. And then after that, of course, is 33. We hear a lot about that number, you know, 33rd degree Freemasons, sure. You know, being the highest level of the Scottish Rite. What's that all about?
There's a lot of really great numbers. I mean, common sense equals 33 using this cipher. Knowledge equals 33. Triangle equals 33. A really important one is, of course, we're talking about this ancient practice of raising the lower animal self to the higher nature. This is the Freemasonic making good men better, that kind of idea. It's this idea of raising that cerebral spinal fluid up the spinal column into the head to eliminate the pineal gland, right? Pineal gland equals 32, first off. And spinal column, the actual medical term for this, actually equals 33. And there are 33 bones in your spinal column. And so and so you have the idea of 33 bones in the spinal column equals 33. In Hinduism, this path that the serpent, this Kundalini serpent takes up the spinal column is called Sushumna. Sushumna equals 33. Jesus Christ lived 33 years, performed 33 miracles, 33 degrees in Scottish Rite Freemasonry, as you said. So this esoteric number 33 is referring to this ancient spiritual religious practice of illuminating the self and recognizing one's true nature.
This is so fascinating. Marty, I want to thank you for coming on. Your final thoughts, and how can people get the book and support your work?
Both my books are available at Amazon.com or my website, www.martyleads33. I'm also on the website, schooloftheholyscience.org. And I have an ongoing web series on my website as well as on YouTube, MartyLeads33, that you can check that I basically go over a bunch of different concepts using this alphanumeric code, if you will, and just kind of break everything down. And it's very approachable. Please don't be scared off by all of these numbers that you're hearing. So
I'm scared. I'll tell you that, but that's not going to stop me. Yeah, that's, you know, it's one more thing that scares me, but yet I will continue to try to research it as best as I possibly can. Thanks again for coming on.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Marty Leeds, looking forward to meeting him at the Free Your Mind Conference. And I'll be plugging the Free Your Mind Conference until April on a regular basis. So we'll have different guests on. That will be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference, including Kathy O'Brien, which I'm looking forward to. Tomorrow night, Phil Rostino from Veterans for Peace. He's coming after the Obama administration.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial